Hello, everybody. If you're watching the replay, this is the Clubhouse After Party with me. So what does that mean? That means that on Fridays, I am now doing a public Clubhouse. I used to do a public Facebook Live, and I've decided to use the new social app Clubhouse instead of going live on Facebook. So this is just another social app. Not everybody has access to it. So what I decided to do is, since I'm going live over there, and it's not able to be recorded and it's not able to be streamed inside your group, I'm just going to offer a Clubhouse After Party exclusive for No BS Women, which means that I'm going to come in. I am going to teach you some shit that I learned this week that I think is amazing. I've got Emily going to the Clubhouse where when we do it at 7:30 in the morning, she's curating notes, and she is just literally taking the best notes of what came out of what I talked about and what the coaches talked about. And we're going to edit this replay each week with her executive notes so that you get all the wisdom drops and you don't feel like you need to be on Clubhouse in order to be getting the best access and the best content. So we will be doing this on, if I'm going live on Clubhouse on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. If you're not on the platform, you can feel free to join me if you are. If you are a Clubhouse member, remember, it's by invite only right now because they are still beta testing their entire social media platform. It's an audio only experience, which means you only hear me talking. You don't get to see me. Anybody else, you don't get to see them. None of it's allowed to be recorded. They don't even record it over there. It's all just, you got to be there live or you miss it. That's the only way it works. That's why it's not a part of the No BS program. It's not a part of being a member. It's just a free public thing. So for some of you who are on Droid or you haven't gotten an invite yet, I didn't want you to feel like there's something happening over there and I would really like to be a part of it and I can't. So what I'm doing is I'm doing that call at 7:30 in the morning. And then I'm coming over here on Fridays at 10 a.m. to do the after party. These will be shorter calls. I'm just going to be dropping some wisdom, the things that we talked about, giving you a little bit of like just a little hit of motivation and clarity right before you go into the weekends. We will put these inside your private member podcast. We will also put it in the video replays. And then you'll get Emily's curated notes of the most important things we discussed over there. So I think it's a win-win for all of you. It makes it a lot easier. So if you don't want to attend those calls, you don't have to. You can still get access to the information at any time on your time, not on Clubhouse's platform time. So there is that. So if you are going to join Clubhouse and you do want to follow me, all you have to do is look up Corinne Crabtree. I am over there at CorinneCrabtree. It's all one word. That's my username. I will warn you, from 5 a.m. to about 7 a.m. every morning, I'm usually live somewhere over there, not talking weight loss, but I'm usually on some stage where we're trying to give tips and motivation to people who are trying to build their businesses. I feel like I've spent my life helping women make weight loss easier because I navigated it and figured it out. And then while I did that, I happened to also create this wealth of knowledge around women growing businesses from scratch. And I just feel like the world needs, like people who want to have their own business, I feel like it's a gift to be able to give them some of the shortcuts and some of the wisdom that I've learned on how to get over yourself, how to stay motivated, how to put yourself out there, how to take negative feedback, just things that I've learned. And so if you hear me over there, please feel free to join any room. But I'm really enjoying, I feel like it's my way of giving back in a whole nother way. So it's been very meaningful for me this last week to be able to do that because we need more women business leaders out there. We need more women making an impact and getting paid well to make their impact in this world. I feel like women are very marginalized and we're going to have to get out there and start doing it if we want to level that playing field. So that's me. Let me tell you some of the wisdom drops that came out this morning. And if you were on the Clubhouse and you got a wisdom drop, please put it in the comments. put some of the stuff that you put in there. I would love for these videos to have lots and lots of wisdom applied in the comments and then just what we put in there. So one of the things that the favorite comment, Sarah, who is our moderator, she's the person who is kind of leading everything so that when I come on stage and the coaches come on stage, if we have invited guests, we can just share our wisdom and really pay attention. And Sarah's the one who is, you know, bringing people up and pushing all the buttons and explaining how all the things work. And this morning while she was doing all that, she wrote down this, and I think I said it: how we feel about ourselves and our body, it isn't coming from a number. Weight loss doesn't change your brain and how it thinks about your body. You have to decide how you want to think about all of it. And this was important because we had several people come in this morning who all, I had one person who'd lost 170 pounds. I had another person who's lost 80 pounds. I had like people who had lost 40 pounds. We just had a few people come in talking about how they've lost weight. And yet here's what they're thinking: I'm worried I won't be able to keep it off. I still see my roles. What am I supposed to do? I thought I would feel better than this, but all I'm thinking is, you know, I probably will gain my weight. Is this too good to be true? This means that, guys, I will say this until I go to my grave: I don't care what the scale tells you. It never, ever is going to be responsible for your thoughts. I want you to hear this one more time, because if you're trying to lose weight thinking, I will be so happy when I lose my weight, the problem is if you're not happy now, whatever, I want you to think about, why am I not happy now? Because I keep thinking these things, whatever it is. Like, say, let's say that you think I'm too fat, and you think somehow that when you weigh 150 pounds, you're never going to think that again. That is not what will happen. You'll be so used to picking your body apart that you might not think I'm fat, but you'll get there and think, well, I don't look the way I thought I would. And you will obsess and focus on how you thought you would look different so that you can regulate your emotions to not be happy. Because if you lose your weight with fear, anxiety, unhappiness, then when you get there, you've trained your brain to seek out feeling the same things. And we all know our brains. I don't care how good something is. If give us enough time and our brain will fuck up thinking about it so that we can be like, well, that's not good enough. I coached someone this morning on, she had lost, I think, 80 pounds. She was like, I'm seeing rolls and I'm worried I won't be able to keep it off when I lose 25. I'm like, why are we not just thinking about what a badass we are at losing 80 pounds? When those thoughts come in, we need to tell ourselves, yeah, I have roles, but I've lost 80 pounds and I want to feel really good about the person I'm becoming. I'm the kind of person who now does this. I'm the kind of person who now does this. We have to retrain and put our brain through boot camp. If you want to naturally feel good about yourself when you lose your weight, that means that all the way down, unnaturally, you got to think things, which means I've got to consciously thinking the thoughts. I've got to make myself think things in the moments when they're not coming in organically. Y'all's brain ain't going to think a bunch of organic good shit just because you lost weight. If you want something organic, you're going to have to go to the grocery store. It ain't going to be in your brain. You have to train your brain how it's going to think, which means that all the time, whenever you hear old shitties, I said it 1,000 times this morning, we'll tell y'all again, be relentless to telling old shitty a new story. When it comes in, like, I got rolls, I see my scars. I coached someone this morning who's got fibroids. She's lost 40 pounds, and all she thinks about is how I look like I'm pregnant. Rather than, with fibroids, I'm figuring out how to lose 40 pounds. I have already figured that part out. I am someone who is losing weight while experiencing something painful. Look at me. I am the kind of person who's taking care of herself. But no, none of that's getting told. All we sitting around thinking about is like, well, I've lost 40 pounds and I still look pregnant. That is a bullshit way to think. But guys, you're going to think that. That's going to be the natural thought process. You know why? Our brains like to go negative on ourselves. That's just the way it's done. So that means that when it comes in, you've got to be prepared to love yourself enough to change the conversation. You have to think, like, there's also this part that's super true. The part where I'm a badass for taking care of myself. And I'm going to have to tell myself and sell myself on that 1,000 times over. So some of the other things that got said. The only opinion that matters is your own. It's the one you go to bed with, and it's the one you wake up with. This one is so key. I think a lot of times we spend time thinking about how much, like, what other people think and blah, 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 blah. Whenever you're worried about what someone else is thinking, it means you're not being aware of what you're thinking about you in this moment. The more you spend time on developing a relationship with yourself, the more you spend time on saying, like, I'm worried about them saying this, but here's what I want to remember at the end of the day. Even if they thought this, even if they said this, this is how I will choose to think about me. Guys, you got to spend more time focusing on that. Where you let your brain stay is and focus is what it multiplies. That's why it's important to catch yourself when you're in your shit and say, and I also want to remember these things about me. I was sharing this at some point this week. I was on a stage and it just started talking about, I don't even remember what we were talking about. It was a business thing. And I was explaining the concept that we get to hold two truths at the same time. I think we don't remember that. I think we think, but if I think old shitty, that must mean I have to feel terrible and that this is wrong and I can only stay here. It's like sometimes I can feel sad and also grateful. I think I was talking to someone about grief, basically. And one of the things I was talking about was like, we get to be sad when we lose people, but even in our sadness, we get to be grateful for the times we had with them. We get to miss people so bad. And also, we get to be compassionate with ourselves that the reason why it feels so awful is because we loved them so much, that we were so blessed to have them. There is, I want you guys to literally think about it. I wish somebody on my team, if you're watching, we have got to get something made that is like the good thought or the compassionate thought or the intentional thought, whatever it could be thinking thought, because I'm always having to hold nothing over here and I have nothing to hold. We get to have an old shitty and we get to think this too. I do not want you guys denying yourself that just because old shitty comes in, that you can't also think this. I'll tell you what, I'll use this for now. I will use my beautiful flowers that I were given. These are roses. I was given to these for Christmas by some of the coaches over in the women of color coaches over in the Life Coach School. They don't die for a year. Seriously. Just so you all know. Venus et Fleur. I know somebody's going to ask me about it. That's where they came from. And they smell wonderful. They smell like roses. But we get to have old shitty and we get to have this. We get to have both. And if, when old shitty also has this happening, it means that we expand our capacity to feel all the feelings available to us. Even in the moment when we feel so bad, it reminds us there's also this part too. I can experience all of life. It's really important that we know that and that we understand it and that we embrace it, y'all. Something else that came out of this morning, there was journal prompts. One was, if you're not having lush thoughts about your body, why not? I think this is really important because a lot of you are not thinking highly of your bodies at any size. Sometimes people think that if they think nice things about themselves, it's like, well, I'm just lying to myself. It's like, well, I would rather you lie to yourself for a while until you start believing it than to just keep on sitting there telling the same old stack of shit lies over and over again. I always like to think that there's no real lies. There's just different versions of the truth. You know, I mean, we could all sit around and think we're too overweight or we're a loser. That's one version of a truth we might tell ourselves. It could feel true. There's also the version of you who's like, I did the best I could, and now I'm working on another version of me. That's also true. I always like to think when we're coming up with better thoughts to think, that what we're really doing is we're just shifting our perspective to something else that could be true. It doesn't mean it's a lie because it doesn't feel true yet. It means it hasn't been repeated enough. That's all it means. So when you do the journal prompt, if I'm not having lush thoughts about myself, why not? What am I not doing enough of? What am I not thinking enough about? What stories am I letting myself tell too often and I need to get really aware of so that when they're happening, I really hear them and I'm like, and that's okay. I'm working on retraining myself to think differently. And then for some of you who've been having a hard time, I coached some people today on having a hard time. And what you think about this journal prompt, why is going through a tough time right now? Why does it have nothing to do with my ability to care for myself and lose weight? A lot of times what we do is we put our brains to work on why having a tough time right now makes it harder to lose weight. And when you do that, your brain starts stacking up. Like, here's all the reasons why it's too hard. Here's all the reasons why you should give up. Here's all the reasons why. Guys, we practice that thinking enough. So I want you to do the paper thinking. And I want you to ask questions like that when you are going through a hard time. And if you think you can't lose weight through it, I want you to challenge yourself to say, like, well, why is that not true? How is it that I could actually care for myself and lose weight during the hard times? And why will it make the hard times better? Why will it make the hard times easier? Those are things that you guys could think about. If you notice, I'm trying to give you journal prompts. A lot of you have fears around journaling. And if you do, I'm telling you, March is going to be your month. We are compiling an amazing journaling experience for the month of March where we are going to dispel the myths. We're going to get rid of the fears around journaling. We're going to make it easier. We're going to teach you how to go deeper in a way that feels really good. But one of the things you'll notice about these questions is that a lot of you want to journal only about what's wrong. I would say spend more time journaling on how you can make things work. How can I take this that's going on with me right now and care for myself? While I'm working on my thoughts around this situation, how can I be also making a plan every day, building a healthy relationship with food? How can I do all of this stuff that's hard right now and still only eat to satisfy? How is that going to help me? How's that going to make this better? Where you put your brain to work is everything, y'all. It's everything. All right. That's the main points. That's the short bites. I want these calls to be super quick, efficient, and just enough to just give you a little inspiration. One of the things we have plenty of inside of No BS is me talking to you for an hour to an hour and a half all the time. And I want you guys to have a little bit more shorter content that's easy to take on a commute and be a one and done. So that's what we're going to cover. Let me tell you what we're going to do is all the notes that Emily compiled, she's given them to me. I'm going to go back when the video is loaded. I'm going to edit the description and I'm going to plug in all of her notes. And then when we upload it to the video replays and when we upload it to the podcast, we'll put them in the description so that you guys get to see Emily's curated notes of the wisdom drops from the clubhouse. All right, you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. We will be doing a call on special diets and how to stay out of thinking they're restrictive. Like, where's the balance between restriction and a special diet? So y'all have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time. Bye, y'all.